Amen. Thank you, young men. Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1. I'd like for us to launch our missions conference this morning with a little challenge concerning the missionary and answering the question, who's the missionary? You'll note there in the church hall some displays, and we will add clarity, I hope, by the end of this sermon as to the purpose of those displays within the church hall. Acts chapter 1, please. I'd like for us to begin reading in the third verse. Acts chapter 1, the third verse, and we'll read down to verse number 9. Acts chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Read, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Let's bow for prayer. O heaven, we are so thankful for your eternal word. We do pray as we spend these few moments therein, I pray that your Holy Spirit would fill us and lead us into truth and understanding concerning who's really the missionary. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Let me ask you this question this morning. Who or who's the missionary? Who's the missionary? Where do we find the missionary? Well, the logical answer to that is, well, Pastor, just look in front of you. These boards represent missionaries that are called to a specific area to preach the gospel. Now, that's true. They are missionaries. Called of God to a place to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So in answering the question, who's the missionary, that is a half-right answer. That it's these posted on the backboard that represent individuals in a locality outside of our locality endeavouring to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. May I submit to you this morning that you and I, we are also missionaries. Yes, they are our missionaries. But you and I are also called to be a missionary. These ones pasted on the back wall there, their prayer letters and pictures, etc. They remind us of a specific calling upon their lives to preach the gospel. But I'd like to encourage you this morning as we prepare our hearts for our missions conference that concerning who's the missionary, that yes, I understand that we use the term, well, missionary Billy Eyre and missionary Tony Evans and missionary Penny Fafawina, etc. But in the stricter biblical sense, all of us are missionaries. We've all been sent by God to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. A missionary is somebody that has been sent with a purpose of fulfilling a mission. And our mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here in Acts chapter 1, in the third verse, the Bible makes reference to the fact that our Lord Jesus made his resurrection evident to all by proving that he had not only died for man's sin, but that he was buried and he rose again. And the Bible teaches us for 40 days he showed himself, revealed himself, that he is the living, risen Son of God. And with that in mind, the disciples asked the Lord Jesus, now, when will you restore the kingdom to Israel? When will you take dominion over this land that is ruled by the Romans? When will you return this land to the nation of Israel if you are our king, if you are our Lord? And Jesus said, well, it's not the time yet. That's within the mind of God as to when he will reestablish his kingdom upon the earth. But until that day, I want you to be my witness. But ye shall receive power, the Bible teaches us in verse number 8, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. And I'd like for us to note first and foremost concerning this issue of you and I being a missionary, is that all of us have a personal charge from Almighty God to be a witness for Jesus Christ. All of us are called upon to be a witness for Jesus Christ, so all of us are to be a missionary. In the strictest sense, you are a missionary, I am a missionary, yes, we support missionaries, and I'll get to that in a moment, but all of us are called upon to be a witness for Jesus Christ. We've been sent to preach the gospel. Note there in Acts chapter 5, please, verse number 42. Acts chapter 5, verse number 42. Note the activities of the apostles. Note then verse 42. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. You and I are called upon to be a witness for Jesus Christ. It is not just the job of these missionaries that are posted on the back wall. You and I are called upon to be a witness. And the Bible teaches us there in verse 8, ye shall be witnesses. Jesus Christ wants you and I to be a witness. We are called upon to be a witness for Jesus Christ. It's a personal command given to you and I. And the Bible teaches us in verse number 8 that God not only has personally called us all to be a witness, God has also granted you and I the power, the ability to do so. Note then verse number 8, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The Holy Spirit enables us to be a witness for Jesus Christ. The power to be an effective witness for Jesus Christ lies within the person of the blessed Holy Spirit. In John chapter 3, the Bible teaches us that we are born again by the Spirit of God. When a person repents of their sin and receives the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior, They are born again. They are born from above by the blessed Holy Spirit. He performs that new birth in your life and in my life. He quickens, He makes alive our dead spirit, and He comes and indwells us and seals us unto the day of redemption. So we have the presence of the Holy Spirit as a child of God. You have all of the Holy Spirit as a child of God. And with the presence of the Holy Spirit, we have access to the power of the Holy Spirit. And we can therefore walk in the Spirit and fulfill those fruits that are evident of the Spirit-filled life, and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. But also, beloved, we need to be mindful that the Spirit of God indwells the life of the child of God so that you and I can effectively witness for Jesus Christ. Because being a missionary, being a witness for Christ, is a spiritual work. It's not salesmanship, it's salvation. Salvation is a work of God. God is the God of salvation. You and I cannot manufacture salvation, no more than we can manufacture fruit or manufacture a vegetable. Fruit and vegetables are the produce of life. So therefore, the Holy Spirit of God is the only one that can produce salvation. And when you and I go out to be a witness for Christ, fulfill that role to be a missionary, we need to rely not on our technique, not on our charisma, or our ability to talk, not on our knowledge, but no, we rely on the power of the Holy Spirit that will take all the above and use it for His glory. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Salvation is a spiritual work. It's a work of transformation. Note there in Acts chapter 26, please. Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26, verse number 18. Acts chapter 26. In verse number 18. Acts chapter 26, verse number 18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So salvation is a spiritual work. It's a spiritual work. It's helping people to have their eyes open spiritually, because they were once blind, but now they can see the gospel. It's turning people from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. It's a spiritual work. And to receive God's forgiveness, that's not something that you and I can do. Forgiveness. You and I cannot offer the forgiveness that God offers of sin. Only God can forgive sin, because God is without sin. He is God. He is all powerful. He is without sin, and therefore He qualifies to forgive man of his sin. And Jesus Christ offers that forgiveness. You and I can forgive one another when they trespass against us personally, but we cannot forgive the sins that man commits before a holy God. We can't do that. Within the Roman Catholic Church, you have individuals going to a fellow sinner, a man that calls himself a priest, confessing their sin to a man that is also a sinner. How can they possibly help provide provision, forgiveness? That's nonsense. I can forgive you sinning against me, and you can forgive me sinning against you, but when man sins against God, only God can forgive that sin. And that's the sin that condemns us to a Christless eternity. That's the sin that leads to hellfire. That's the sin that needs the power of God at work in a person's life. And that message of the gospel, that's the message you and I are called to preach. That's the message that needs to be delivered. It's the power of God unto salvation. And we need to preach that message. The power of the Holy Spirit. Not in our own strength. All of us are called to be missionaries. God's given us the Holy Spirit to be that witness. Let's read on in verse number 8. Yes, Brother Yan, you're right. Seems like just about every year we try to commit to memory this verse, because I'm convinced that people have not committed this verse to memory, number one, and more importantly, they're not practicing it. We're not practicing it. So until we practice it, then we'll go on. We'll come back to it every year. Because note here in verse number 8, the Bible teaches us that you will receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and you shall be witnesses. See that? Witnesses, plural. Witnesses unto me, both. Connect the word witnesses. Not just say witness, witnesses, plural. Now what does he mean by that? What is simply teaching that you and I have a plural responsibility. God has called us to be a witness, and he uses the word both at the same time. God has personally charged you and I to be a witness. He has given us the power. And last but not least, he has given us the scope. How broad is our responsibility to be a witness? Well, the Bible goes on to teach that the scope of our missionary work, the scope of you and I being a missionary, is within the context of this scope. Both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That's the scope of our missionary work. You and I are called upon to be a witness. Ye shall be witnesses. Witnesses unto me both. The scope of our missionary work. So who's the missionary? Who's the missionary? All of us. Yes, we refer to these ones on the backboard as missionaries, but technically speaking, all of us should be on the backboard. Back wall, pardon me. There should be a board for all of us. Our point of reference might be different, but all of us have to be a witness. Both at the same time in Jerusalem. Now Jerusalem was where these believers were, where they lived. Literally. Their homes, their workplace, their neighborhoods, the people they were acquainted with, their friends. We're to be a witness in our Jerusalem. The locality, the immediate community, Jerusalem was a city. Sydney is a city of what, 5 million people in need of Christ. And who's responsible for Sydney? Talk to me. Talk to me. It's our Jerusalem. Oh, Pastor, no. My Jerusalem is just my four kids. No, your Jerusalem is your four kids and your spouse. And your cousins, and your uncles, and your neighbours. In fact, your Jerusalem is Sydney. 5 million people in need of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Either going to heaven or going to hell. That's your responsibility. That's my responsibility. Pastor, you're making me feel uncomfortable. Good. Good. Because people are going to hell without Christ. We ought to feel uncomfortable. Pastor, I feel a little bit warm. What's going to be hotter in hell for those without Christ? Beloved, we need to get serious about being a missionary for Christ. And see that ye shall be witnesses. We're called upon to be witnesses. It begins with our Jerusalem, but the Bible teaches us both. So we have a responsibility to try and reach those within our immediate family and within our workplace and within our neighborhood and within the acquaintances we know and the friends we know. And we've got a responsibility towards Sydney. Sydney! Pastor, that's 5 million people. I'm going to be a witness in Sydney. That's what the Bible says. But Pastor, I can't do that. Of course you can't. That's why you need the Holy Spirit. Oh, it doesn't stop there. Both in Jerusalem. And in all Judea, note the word all, circle that. Oh, it'll convict you. All. Judea is the state. Jerusalem was within the state of Judea. So our state is called what? New South Wales. Got it. And we are to be witnesses within the state of New South Wales. Oh, there's more millions of people right there. And we don't stop there. Ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in where? Samaria. No. Now, Samaria is a neighbouring state. Queensland, Victoria, South Australia, Northern Territory, Western Australia, Tasmania, ACT. Huh. Now I'm getting hot. We are to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. Australia has approximately 25 million people. Approximately. Only God knows the exact number. Oh, it doesn't stop there. I need to take my jacket off now. Look at the end of verse number 8. Let's read it together after 2. The words after Samaria, after 2, nice and loud, 1 and 2. And unto the uttermost part of the earth. One more time. And unto the uttermost part of the earth. What does that mean? The four corners of the world. So Jesus Christ said to his disciples, and they were concerned about the kingdom, and when Christ was going to take rule over Israel and set up his kingdom, and he said, don't you worry about that. You be concerned about being a witness for me. And there's a lot of things that we get concerned about, but Jesus Christ wants us to keep the main thing, and that is that people need a Saviour. People need a Saviour. The Lord Jesus is the only Saviour. Do we believe that? I wonder whether God's people really believe that because of our lack of enthusiasm, our lack of zeal, our lack of involvement in reaching this world for Christ. Yes, we are responsible for our Jerusalem. Yes, we are responsible for our Judea. Yes, we're responsible for our Samaria, the rest of our country, the different states, the neighboring states. but also the uttermost, the uttermost part of the earth, the extent of the rest of the earth. God has called you and I to be a witness. It's been estimated that now in 2016 there are approximately 7.4 billion people in the world. Some 265 recognized countries. There are approximately 2,600 known languages. Approximate. Nobody really knows the exact number outside of God Himself. But out of those 2,600 languages, the Bible is only in within 1,000 of those languages. Approximately. So out of the 2,600 known languages of the world, the Bible, you'll only find at least a New Testament portion, and the majority of those are just the New Testament within that language. Just over a third had the Bible in their language. I looked up some statistics concerning how often do people die and how are people born, and I compared statistics from 2011 and 2016. They weren't much different. And these statisticians tell us that approximately every minute 250 people are born in the world. And within that same minute, no less than 100 people die. Another one said 4 births per second, 2 deaths per second. So in other words, the world's population increases by at least 110,000 every day. Compare those that are born, compare to those that are die, we still have an increase of people in the world that have an eternal soul. Now over 1 billion of those people are in China, and over 1 billion of those people are in India, and the rest make up the rest of the known world. 7.4 billion people. And Jesus Christ said, you are to be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. At the same time, we are to be a witness to the four corners of the world. How? In the power of God's Holy Spirit. We need to be personally involved in being a missionary. So who's the missionary? Who's the missionary? We are. Now that's not to belittle the missionaries that we support as a church. But the point is this, beloved, we are called upon to be a witness for Christ. You are called upon from where you are to be a witness for Christ. Let me tell you why. Listen to me carefully, some of you young adults that are whinging about the job that you have. You're not satisfied. You're not there to just earn money. You are there to be a witness for Christ. So stop whinging about your job and see that God has you there to be a witness. And some of you guys in university are whinging about your university, whinging about your studies. Well, start when you make your studies and take note that God's called you to be a witness in that university. And for those of you that are still in school and you're whinging about your schoolwork and you're whinging about your teacher, God's called you to be a witness right there in that school. And some of you don't like the neighbourhood that you live in. You don't like your neighbours. You don't like the people across the road. But you're called to be a witness to those people. You get my point? The point is, we are missionaries. And wherever God has you, that's your Jerusalem. And that's where you start. And from there you do your part to reach Judea, Samaria, via these people posted on the back wall, and the outermost parts of the earth, by supporting these people posted on that back wall. So we reach our Jerusalem, and we're also involved in reaching our Judea, Samaria, and unto the outermost parts of the earth. You get my point? And the commission doesn't vary from person to person. This charge is no different to these that are so-called full-time missionaries. You ever consider that? Tony Evans there in Sapporo, his little Jerusalem, has a responsibility to visit here, to win his Judea, Kito Hiroshima, his island, and also the main island as well. But it doesn't stop there. Mr. Tony Evans, our missionary, has the responsibility to reach the whole world as well. Do you think missionary Evans has only the mandate to reach Japan for Christ? Talk to me. Talk to me. I want you to think this morning. No, Tony Evans is in Sapporo in the, what's that? North Island up there. Serving the Lord there. That's his Jerusalem. But from there, he needs to reach out to Judea, Samaria, and under the outermost parts of the earth. So his mandate is no different to your mandate. The difference is the point of beginning. That's the only difference. We begin from where we are. This is where God's called us. God has not called us to begin in Sapporo, Japan, on the North Island. No, God's called us here. I trust you're in the will of God being here. This is your Jerusalem. From there you reach out. You try to win your loved ones, your family, your siblings, your uncles and your cousins and your distant relatives, your in-laws, your outlaws, your neighbours, your work colleagues, your acquaintances, your friends, quote unquote, your close friends, quote unquote, the postman, the milkman, the guy down there at the petrol station that you regularly visit to get your petrol, the lady there at the checkout or the man there at the checkout there at Woolies or Coles. But you'll have a little conversation with time and time again. We're called to be a witness. But it begins with our Jerusalem. It begins with you and I reaching those around us. And taking responsibility for Sydney. But before taking responsibility for Sydney, will you take responsibility for this Lane Cove community? If you're part of this local church, this is our responsibility. You have a responsibility to reach your Jerusalem. This is part of your Jerusalem. From here we branch out. And yes, we support Pastor De Leong, who down there in that Hurstville area is preaching the gospel of Christ. He's in Judea. So here we are having a part of that ministry there. Praise be to God. Amen. And Brother Charlie Haddad up there at, what's that place called? Newcastle. So he's reaching those people up there at Newcastle. I don't like Newcastle.
industrial area. God hasn't called me to Newcastle. Lord, please don't ever call me to Newcastle. I shouldn't say that. But praise God, Brother Haddad is there preaching the gospel there in Newcastle. And we're helping him. We're helping Pastor De Leon. And then Samaria, Brother Winter there in Western Australia. Brother Jackson there in Queensland. Brother Tesh there in Victoria. Oh, they need the gospel down there. These Melbourneites, they need to get saved. So there's our Samaria, and then we've got the outermost parts of the earth. Oh look, we haven't even scratched the surface, church family. And I thank God for our church family. I thank God that compared to many churches of like faith, we do a lot. But beloved, there's a lot more to be done. People need a saviour. People are on their way to hell without Christ. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? If we really believe that, then we need to take God's charge personally. That God's called me to be a witness. You shall be witnesses. Witnesses. Oh, that's plural. Witnesses. Both. At the same time. How do we do that? In the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how we do that. We yield to the Holy Spirit in our lives and we see that, hey, I have this job. I might not like my job, but there are eternal souls here that need Christ. That could be why I'm here. Lord, forgive me for whinging about my job. Help me to be a witness for you here. You might not like your neighborhood. You might not like your job. You might not like your university. You might not like your school. You might not like your family. We all have family that we can't trade in. We'd love to trade in some family members. Talk to me. You know it's true. All of us have members of the family that we'd like to trade in. In fact, give away for free on Gumtree, if it were possible. But we can't do that because they're family and they're sinners and they need a saviour and you've got the message of hope. You've got the message of hope. So who's the missionary? Talk to me. We are. And if this missions conference is going to amount to anything, it begins with you and I understanding that we're the missionary. Just set aside your little dreams of being a missionary on some little island, tropical island, with just peaceful, serene, and clear water, without a care in the world. Oh God, please call me to some island. The grass is always greener on the other side. No, you just knuckle down and understand that you are here by the providence of God. Stop whinging. Stop complaining. This is your Jerusalem. Let's begin here. And then we reach out. It's no different than what Brother Evans is doing in Japan. I know he has missionaries in other places of the world. I know that he has a missionary in Russia. They have a missionary in Russia. The Japanese people, they've got a missionary in Russia. How exciting is that? That floored me when I saw this little mission board and here's this Japanese fella. He's in Russia. Praise God for that. He's got the idea, Brother Evans. See, it's the point of beginning. This is our point of beginning. It varies there. And yes, we have a part in them reaching their Judea, Samaria, and the outermost parts of the earth, but they have a Jerusalem, just like you have a Jerusalem. That makes sense. The pastor, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Just tell me what's the bottom line. The bottom line is that you and I are to be a witness. And start where you are. But don't stop there. Listen to me. I'm almost done. Don't stop there. You shall be witnesses. Both. Jerusalem. Judea. Samaria. Uttermost parts of the earth. May God help us all to be missionaries. To fulfill our role as a missionary in reaching this world for Jesus Christ. May God give us a heart for people. For people. Let's bow for prayer.